This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Portuguese President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa was re-elected on Sunday with 61.6% of the vote, according to partial results covering 98% of constituencies. Socialist challenger Ana Gomes came in second with 12.24% of the vote. In third place was the far-right candidate Andre Ventura, who had 11.9% of the vote in partial results. And want to go once again, those partial results cover 98% of the constituencies in Portugal. The head of state in Portugal has no legislative powers, which lie with parliament and the government, but is an influential voice in the running of the country. Tens of thousands of supporters of jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny thronged the streets of Russia on Saturday, defying warnings from authorities that those attending faced police arrest and additional health risks because of the coronavirus. The protests were called by Navalny after the opposition leader was jailed upon his return to Russia last weekend from Germany. He'd been in medical care in Berlin to recover from a poisoning attack that nearly took his life in August. Independent monitoring group OVD Info reported about 3,200 arrests as of Saturday night. They included Navalny's wife, Yulia. Several dozen journalists were also detained. Yulia Navalnaya confirmed her arrest in Moscow in an Instagram post created from inside a police van. Thousands of Navalny's supporters protested in the streets of more than 60 Russian cities on Saturday. They demanded Navalny's immediate release. Police have declared those protests illegal. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.